WTCH. And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
I forgot to mention My Kitchen Rules, which was on Channel 7 last night. It did win most of its time, Channel, but it wasn't that huge success I think they're hoping for. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. So many cooking shows, it's impossible to keep up.
I think one night this week,
you
I'll take
You spend
it.
Your whole life watching them.
Yeah, I think Channel SBS is going to have two shows on the same night, cooking. But I've got some news for you.
Mm-hmm.
They reckon Black Swan might win an Oscar.
Oh. I think that's the worst film I've ever seen. It was just so cliched, so melodramatic, and I mean the music was just over the top. I seriously dislike that movie.
Okay, let's talk about what Valentine's
Day. Anything but subtle. Yeah. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Next Monday.
Yes.
Mm. Well, look. Recently, I went to Everly Markets, which is out at Redfern, and I came across this divine stall, which was full of marshmallows on the day, which is run by a woman called Gina Karpf. It's K-A-R-P-F. And I decided I'd go and visit her at her shop in her premises in Epping. And she was more than delighted to welcome me. And, in fact, you can go into the shop and you can see them all at work. There's an open kitchen in the background. Her marshmallows are absolutely to die for. They come in a range of flavours I'd never tasted before in marshmallows, including mango, raspberry and passion fruit swirl, sour cherry, lavender, guava, lychee rose, Jaffa. I mean, so many flavours and so many different colours. And they're beautifully packaged. They're wrapped in cellophane bags and they're sort of in a checkerboard pattern and the colours are alternated. So first of all, I fell in love with them. And then when I went up to the store last week, of course, the window was full of Valentine's hearts. So she's really celebrating Valentine's Day in a big way. But apart from the marshmallows and the Valentine's Day hearts, she also makes a fabulous Rocky Road. And I actually saw them cutting the Rocky Road up the other day, with white chocolate and with all those wonderful marshmallows through it, milk chocolate or dark chocolate. And then she has a range of, terrific cakes, and there are chocolate truffles, fabulous nougat. And one of my favourite things, and something that has never taken off in Australia, are her butter tarts. These actually come originally from Canada. We haven't discovered them yet, and, this might be the big new thing. We know we've had the cupcakes, we've had the friands, we've had the macarons. It might be the butter tarts next. Butter tarts are stunning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely. Now, what's the name of the place?
It's called Sweetness the Patisserie, and it's in Oxford Street, 38 Oxford Street, Epping. But you can also catch Gina at various markets on Saturdays. For example, she's at the Good Living ones at Piermont. She's out at Castle Hill. She's at the Northside Markets in North Sydney and also at Everly in Redfern. And all her confections are just divine.
Well,
really worth sampling.
It sounds a terrible indulgence or a wonderful indulgence.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
And we can do that on Valentine's Day, can't we?
Yes, well, actually, yes. And she's making all these lovely little shortbread Valentine's Day hearts, which are decorated, really prettily with different designs and with L on them and little dots.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what have we got in the way of recipe?
I've decided to give you my recipe for Valentine's hearts, which is basically a shortbread biscuit recipe made with softened butter, caster sugar, and you add an egg to that and some vanilla and plain flour and you make it into a dough. Then you've got to put it in the fridge and let it rest and then roll it out and stamp it with heart-shaped cutters. And at Sweetness the Patisserie, they decorate them beautifully with fondant and royal icing. So I've actually got a picture there on my webpage of what they look like.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, your webpage is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now, when you were a little girl, because it's coming up to 47 years ago since...
Oh, don't say that.
..the Beatles toured...
Oh.
You've always claimed to have met the Beatles, but I looked at the photo and John...
I sat on their laps.
John was missing.
He was missing. Guess what? I reckon he was busy with Jenny Key.
Well,
but in those days, because I was so young, I had no idea about those sorts of things.
In view of the fact that he was missing, I'm just as well in view. You see, the incredible thing about Jenny Key is that just before they were leaving out at the airport, John Lennon came to me and said, If a Chinese girl called Jenny Key turns up, I must see her.
Oh, he said that.
And I made sure he did. And I'd kept that a secret for 20 years.
Oh.
And then it appeared in the paper that Jenny Key says I slept with John Lennon. Well, now, apparently tonight on a show called The Late Session, a talk show on SBS.
That's where they all gather around a dinner table.
That's right. Yeah. Well, apparently she tells that she not only slept with John Lennon, she says, I was his first little Asian experience and suggests that's why he liked Yoko Ono.
I went for Yoko. Mm.
But now she also says, this will be hard to beat, she slept with Keith Richards, she slept with Roger Daltrey, and with Eric Clapton.
Did she climb up the side of the hotel and jump through the toilet windows? Is that what she did?
I don't know, but it'll be a bit
hard. I don't know how she got in.
Those girls who sleep with stars, they'll find that hard to beat. Well done, Jenny Key. Actually, she's a lovely lady. Okay, we're going to play a little song here about John Lennon you never met, just as well.